Welcome to Reformation Platform Ministry. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please listen with your heart as the servant of God brings forth the Word of Life.
For the final message, I will talk to you briefly on now that you have been reconciled to God. Amen. Certain things that has to be clear. Okay? To be reconciled to God is that there's no more enmity. You now have a one-on-one relationship, intimate fellowship with God. But there's a purpose. Amen. Are you getting that now? There's a purpose why you're having it. Let's read quickly 2 Corinthians 5, 18 to 21. Please, that should be fast because of time, okay? I have just 3 points. And I need to explain each one of them so that you get it. So that even if you never see us again, okay, you can make progress with God. Yes.
2 Corinthians 5:18.
To 21. Don't read now.
Now all things are of God.
Yes, I am. Wherever you are, it will pick it. Wherever you are, so it's fine.
Now all things are of God.
All things are of God.
Who has reconciled us to himself?
Who has reconciled us to himself?
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
And
has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
That God was in Christ.
God was in Christ.
Reconciling the world to himself.
Reconciling the world to himself.
Not imputing their trespasses to them.
Yes.
And has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
Yes.
Now then.
Yes.
We are ambassadors for Christ.
Yes.
As though God were pleading through us.
Yes.
We implore you. Christ,
we are. Yes.
Be reconciled to God.
Yes.
For he made him, whom you know, sin,
yes,
to be sin for us.
Yes.
That we might become the righteousness of God in him.
May the Lord give increase to the reading of his word in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's important that we read the entire passage. Because of the things I'm going to be talking about. Amen. You see, the things that are written here has nothing to do with ministry gift. But it has everything to do with when, if you are just a believer, one who believes in God. These are the things that the Lord is saying about you. Okay? And I wanted to use at least 2 to 3 scriptures to explain each point. Okay? So now, yes, you have been reconciled to God. And see, because the moment you are reconciled to God, there's now what God expects from you. Do you understand? The very first thing before we come here is that God will reconcile you to himself. Where the church has made a huge mistake is making people think that there's nothing left for them. As long as they just attend the churches and they become members of the churches, everything is fine. That's not true. And all what I'm saying, I'm going to be taking from this same passage. 2 Corinthians 5:18-21. Even though I'll use several other scriptures on each one. And all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. It is not who will reconcile us, but what? Who has reconciled us. The word reconcile itself tells you something. It is almost as if God is saying, you used to be an enemy before, but now come and be my friend. Do you get the idea? Now, when you are now his friend, there are certain things he will give you, such that you will never walk in confusion again. Such that no matter what people are saying or what they are preaching and all of those things, you can actually find fulfillment in your life. And you can actually be with God and be doing together with God the things that God wants done. Amen. So he has reconciled us to himself, and he has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So my first matter is this. If God has reconciled you, I need you to know that you have a ministry. Amen. Are we agreeing together on that based on scripture? I know a lot of people say, well, God didn't call me, so it's not true. This is the word of God. This is immediately after 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, all things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Immediately after that statement, is a statement that what? And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has, that is, it's not he will, he already has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So the first thing is this: your life's work. Tell yourself, my life's work.
My life's work.
What is your life's work? That is, what is my divine assignment? My divine assignment is what? The Lord has given me the work to go and reconcile others to him. You see, when and where these things are understood, there will be no need for he wants to break away from our church. All of this. And it's sad because a lot of people don't know that several ministers have so much ambition. And I'm not talking of an ambition of Christ. Just their own. And what they use to service their ambitions are the souls of men. Because if you will be their member, and they will keep doing the things that they are doing, they need you to remain on the seats so that they keep doing the things they are planned to do. As I don't know who was saying it earlier, whether it was Brother Shegun or some of the people that took the class in the morning, the Bible study class, with no recourse or no focus to you as a person or what your own life should be about. Nobody seems to be interested as long as you are there, and then you are promised that as long as you are here, there's covering. Hallelujah. We will cover you. Those things are not true. But that is not my focus today. So what is your life's work? The ministry of reconciliation. Who gave you this work? Read that verse 18 again.
All things are of God who
had reconciled us to himself. By Jesus Christ. I want you to personalize it. We're all going to read it together, okay? But to personalize it is to put your name. Okay? Can we read now? And all things are of God who has reconciled me to himself by Jesus Christ and has given me, Abraham, the ministry of reconciliation. Can you see how it reads now? Is it not very tidy? Does anybody need to tell you again, the Lord, what the Lord is saying? There's no need. It's clear. You know what your life is supposed to be about. But you see, this same 2 Corinthians 5, we need to start from verse 11 so that you understand the gravity of this call. Most of the time, we don't understand the gravity. That's why even when people are passing by you and you are having a nudging in your spirit that you should talk to that person, give that other person a tract, it will feel like, it will be somehow. It's because you don't know what is at stake. What does verse 11 say of the same passage?
Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord.
And I pray for you that you will know the terror of the Lord. You are not saying amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I didn't say you will fall under the terror of the Lord. Or that you taste of his wrath. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you will know it.
Amen.
When you know it, you will love people. When you know it, every single day when you wake up, you know that part of your business today is to save lives. Knowing this, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, what happens?
We persuade men.
That's the reason why we persuade men that they should turn back from their evil. You see, let me point to one or two things briefly about the terror of the Lord. I don't have the time, you understand? So I won't be able to dwell on it. But I need you to understand this, your life's work. And I need you to understand why God has employed you to do this work. You see, when we are talking about the terror of the Lord, Jesus was telling us about the same thing. He said, don't be afraid of them who can kill the body. And afterward, they can't do any other thing else. But I will tell you who you should be afraid of. He said, fear him whom after he kills you. You know, the end is supposed to be death. After he kills you, then he will grip you. And when I say, leave me alone, leave me alone, you can't be free. You are now taken. And you are put into hell. You know, some people used to say, it's a Bible tradition, from a particular book, I think, whether Dante's book or something. They wrote at the gate of hell. I hope you know hell is not a lake of fire. That's why I'm talking to you about the terror of the Lord. At the gate, there's something that is written on top of the gate. Abandon all hope, you who come into this place. You see, if the whole thing of being in hell will be for 2 weeks, at least as the person is born, say, yay, I understand, at least after 2 weeks. That's hope. Eh? That's hope. You need to know the terror of the Lord. Because after he puts a person in hell, the only thing that will bring out that person is judgment. Do you understand? It's the final judgment. So imagine people who lived in the time of Cain and Cain himself. Up to today, is still burning. The Bible speaks and it says, God knows how to deliver the righteous from trials. And he also knows how to keep the wicked under punishment till the day of judgment. You don't understand what I'm saying. Let me find out scripture that I just quoted. I want us to read it from different translations. Because you need to know the terror of the Lord. That's what will help you to take your life work seriously. Because if you do not know that you have a ministry of bringing people into reconciliation with God, if you don't understand the importance, if you don't know how, you know the gravity, you may think it's a light thing. The people who are in hell, they think they are suffering. They've not seen suffering. That's why I'm saying, knowing the terror of the Lord. They've not seen suffering. So it's only their soul that is born, their soul and spirit that is in hell, that is burning. Abi, remember that rich man that the Lord was talking about, that was begging for a drop of water? Huh? Have you found the place? It's somewhere in the New Testament. I can't remember. The Lord knows how to deliver the righteous. Okay? And he also knows how to... let me look for it. It's just taking my time. Second Peter what? 2:9. Can you read it then? People who have maybe amplified, you read it in the two different amplified. If you have TPT, read it also. Yes.
Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly.
The Lord knows how to deliver the godly.
Out of temptations.
Out of temptations.
And to reserve the unjust.
And he also knows how to reserve the unjust.
Under punishment.
Under punishment.
For the day of judgment.
For the day of judgment. He knows how to do it. Yes?
If the Lord Yahweh rescued Lot,
yes.
He knows how to continually rescue the godly,
yes.
From their trials.
Yes.
And to reserve the ungodly,
yes.
For punishment on the day of judgment.
He knows how to reserve them until the day of judgment. Amplified Bible.
Then in light of the fact that all this is true,
yes.
That the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trial.
Yes.
And how to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment.
Can you see that? He knows how to keep the wicked under punishment until the day of judgment. He knows how to do it. Amen. He knows how to do it, oh, and he knows how to do it very well. Hellfire is just a police cell. What did I say? Where do they take somebody who is in cell? They take you to court. Is it not so? In the same way, in the kingdom of God also, when it is time, all the people that are in hell, they will be taken out to the white throne judgment for their day in court. You know, on that day, there will be no human rights lawyer. The judgment cannot be appealed. Neither can you have a legal counsel. There's nothing like that. So you need to know the terror of the Lord. And before this is done, the Lord will speak. And when he does, what is it that will happen? The dead people will rise from the dead. I mean their bodies, you understand? So those that have been brought out of hellfire will be joined to their, you know, their soul and spirit will be joined to their bodies. Now, so they will appear before the white throne judgment as a normal human being. And they will be taken and thrown into the lake of fire. Eh? Not just spirit and soul, but spirit, soul, body. Read for me so that you can understand the terror of the Lord. Revelation 14. Revelation 14, verse 11.
And the smoke of their torment,
and the smoke of their torment
ascends
forever and ever.
And they have no rest day,
and they have no rest day
or night.
Day or night.
Who worship the beast, yes. And image,
yes.
And whoever receives the mark of his name.
Amen. The smoke of their torment will ascend forever. Can you imagine when a human being is condemned for eternal life? When it's called eternal death, it's not eternal life. He's condemned for all eternity. Eh? In the same fire that will torture angels. Are you with me? So when you know the terror of the Lord, when you know what is at stake with this person that God has laid in your heart that you should talk to, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you that you have the blood of no man will be in your hands. Because when an unrighteous person is not told the truth, if he dies, God said, I will require from your hand the blood of that man or that woman. So when you know the terror of the Lord, you cannot but do everything you can to pray, to talk to people. Some of you wonder, why is it that I'm never tired? I can't be tired because I know the terror of the Lord. And I don't want it to be that my name will be attached to anybody's doom. Amen. Therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That's why we persuade men. Yes? Please, quickly, because of time.
We persuade men.
Yes.
But we are well known to God.
And I trust also.
Are well known in your conscience.
That in your conscience, that what I'm saying to you, you know is true. It is only fake men of God that needs to say, you know, can you not see this power? See this wristwatch what I'm wearing? It is kineko kineko thousand. See this shoe. What does that one concern? You know, who does that one concern? What will he do?
To persuade men.
Acts 20:24, especially from the Living Bible. Even if you read from any translation, but what I really want it from is from the Living Bible. I want to show you this, your life's work. This ministry of reconciliation, this assignment that God is the one that gave you. I hope you know that this one has nothing to do with somebody prophesied to you that you should be this and that tomorrow. Right? Now, do you know what's interesting with this assignment? It doesn't disturb. If the Lord Jesus wants you to be a businessman or a businesswoman, it doesn't disturb anything. You only know that your actual posting, that business might be a posting, but your actual work is what? Is this ministry of reconciliation. That you're being in that place, what you are supposed to be doing in that place as you are there, is to be reconciling men to God. Don't think everybody will be ministering in church. The Lord did not give me a church-based ministry. No. As you can see.
Acts 20:24.
Right.
But yeah. Life is worth nothing.
I'm praying for you that your life will be worth nothing. Yes?
Unless I use it for doing the work.
That what your life will be worth, what your life will be equal to, is that you used it for doing the work that was assigned to you. Let me tell you. Hold on, you are still reading. All of us have work that is what assigned to us. That when they are checking the records, you know, I was talking yesterday and I was talking about the judgment seat of Christ. And I told you that it's not a judgment of condemnation, but it's a judgment of rewards to know what you are eligible to receive based on how you did what you are supposed to do. But life is worth nothing to me unless I use it to do the work that was assigned to me by the Lord Jesus Christ. That is your life's work. That's why there's no better place to end this meeting than to make these things very clear to you. Let it never come again now from your mouth that God has not called you to do something or that you don't have a ministry. Let it never come out. Because it will be a lie. Now it will be that you are accusing God of lying. Because you have no work and God is saying that you have work. Yes?
The work of telling others.
The work that I have is the work of telling others.
The good news.
this gospel.
About God's mighty kindness and love.
About God's mighty kindness and his love. That is your life's work. And if you will focus on this life work as work, let me tell you something. You will never lack anything. What did I say? You will never lack anything. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added to you. Something happened to me last night. I was asking the Lord about some things, and he brought me out. And he asked me to walk around this house. So I did. Then he asked me and said, who am I in this place? I said, well, they say I'm the landlord, though, because I didn't, even how that happened, I don't know. Are you getting it? And then he reminded me of where I was living and how he took me from there and how he gave me this place. You know, he was reminding me of everything. Not only that he gave me the place, so rent is supposed to be paid to me. Me, oh. Can you imagine that kind of thing? Then he asked me, if I can do this for you, do you think I cannot do more? Because I knew when I used to come to this place, when it's just, what do you call it? The decking. Because I didn't know, but I knew that I'm supposed to leave there, but I couldn't explain it. So I'll leave my house, I'll come. I'll walk on top of it, then I'll go. I did it like 3 times in a period of about 4 years. I never knew a day like this will come and that I'm living here and then there's a hall here. I never knew. If you will take your life work as your work, you will no longer take your job as your life work. And your bills will be paid. Don't deceive yourself. Because God will not owe any man. He won't owe you. Second Timothy 4:7-8. I want to show you what happens when you have done your life's work. Yes.
I have fought the good fight.
I have fought the good fight.
I have finished the race.
I have finished the race.
I have kept the faith.
I've kept the faith.
Finally,
finally,
there is laid up for me.
There's laid up for me
the crown of righteousness.
The crown of righteousness. That's what we call the victor's crown, which the Lord,
the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only.
And not only me.
But also to all who have loved his appearing.
But to all others also who have loved his appearing. It is possible to fight the good fight of faith. It is possible to finish your race. Or to finish your, is it course? And the final one is what? And to keep the faith. It's possible. It's possible. That's why I ensure that this thing is personalized as your life's work. What your life is supposed to be about. Number two, your ministry tool. You know, there's no farmer that does not have the tools of his trade, is it not so? Or any other profession. This assignment that God has sent you, he also gave you a tool. Let us read the first scripture there, 5:19. Yes.
That is. God was in Christ.
He was reconciling the world to himself. He was not imputing their trespasses to them. But he has committed to you. Are you getting it now? He has given to you the word. That will reconcile men if you will just speak it. Amen. brethren, the days of superstar men of God is over. Except people are lying to you and they don't want to tell you the truth. The day that Moses desired, that day has come. Do you know what happened on that day? Joshua was hearing some of the elders that they took the Spirit of God from, that the Spirit of God that was taken from Moses was put upon them, prophesying. And Joshua was aghast. And he said, "My Lord Moses, forbid them. They are prophesying. You are the only prophet that we know." And Moses said, "Are you envious for my sake? How I wish that that day has come when all of God's people will prophesy." Because like I was saying yesterday, was this morning, there are people that you are the only one that can reach them. And you must be equipped to be able to give to them and to be able to bring them and bring God close. Eh? And something will be born. And that thing was committed to you as a trust. It is the word of reconciliation. How does Amplified Bible put it? Or Amplified Classic? Either of them is fine. It was God that was personally present in Jesus Christ. And he was reconciling and restoring the world to favor with him. He wasn't counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but he was canceling them. And he was committing to us as a trust the word or the message of reconciliation. That is a word of restoration to favor. God has kept it with you. And there are people, you are the only one that can reach them. One day I was on campus at the time. I just left the studio. I was tired. I wasn't even well dressed. I think I carried a drawing board. And I was hungry because I want to just go to the hostel and eat. And as I was going on the road on campus, I saw this very beautiful young lady in front of me. And I heard the Lord say to me, "Walk up to that young woman." Now, you know what's interesting? I know the way God speaks. So I know it is Him. So the moment I heard that, He hasn't told me what to say. I just started walking towards her. Even though I felt, "Lord, you know these fine girls, that you look like somebody's a toaster now." I had that word again. Walk up to her. So I walked up. She was in front of me, so I hurried up. As soon as I was now level with her, and I look at her, and then she too looked at me to wonder, "What are you looking for?" I heard the Lord say, and I spoke immediately, "Enough is enough. The Lord says you should come home." That was what I heard. And then she stopped. And then she said, "I've told God to leave me alone. I've told him to leave me alone. Has he not done enough?" She was shouting. So I'm like, what's this one? So I told her, come. So we sat somewhere together. So I found out she's been through all manner of things. Her parents are dead. And so she has been blaming God. Do you understand? And I was able to speak to her the word that God has given to me at that time. And she began to weep and began to repent. What shocked me the more was even this. She was from one university in the south. She was just in Western Nigeria at that time for something. She was just passing the night to return to the university that she came from. Imagine if I had not obeyed. Because she got reconciled back to God, though. She stopped all the fights. She wept. I was with her for almost an hour. She wept. She was praying in tongues. You know, you could see that relief. And you could see the Lord's comfort and consolation. He has given to you the word of reconciliation. That is the tool. That is the tool for your ministry. That is the instrument that you will use for your assignment. Don't be thinking it has to come from your head. No. It will always give you what to say once it leads you to somebody. It might start by saying you should pray for the person. And you are praying. That's all you are doing. You're not even planning to go and tell the person anything. And in the middle of praying, it could tell you something for that person. You wonder. Then maybe you go and tell the person, and it is exactly like that. And you're like, yeah. It's Brother Abraham that used to tell us this kind of thing before. When did I become a prophet? But that's the way it is. Yes, the next scripture.
For the word of God.
It is living and it is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Piercing even to the division.
You see, this ministry tool in your hand, it can pierce even to the division
of soul and spirit.
Of soul and spirit inside the same person.
And of joint and marrow.
And of joint and marrow. If what is needed is physical healing.
And it's a discerner.
And it's a discerner
of the thoughts
and intents of human heart. This tool that you have received is the word of reconciliation. Jeremiah 1:9.
Then the Lord put forth his hand
and touched my mouth. Is it he will touch my mouth? He has touched your mouth.
And the Lord said to me.
The Lord is saying to you.
Behold, I have put.
The Lord is saying to who?
To me.
What is he saying to me? Behold, I have put my word in your mouth. Amen. Behold, I have put my word where? In your mouth. Amen. Jeremiah 23:29. So what is the character of that word? This tool that he has put in my mouth. This word of reconciliation that he has committed to me. What is its character? And what is its effect and power? Yes?
It's not my word like a fire,
says the Lord.
And like a hammer
that breaks the rock into pieces. Do you know that the reason why several people have not repented? One of the reasons is because the person sent to them has not gone. The person that has the word hasn't gone. Look at that thing, that lady that I just described for you. Was she not broken? She was broken. I've seen such things over and over again over the course of my walking with God. You just say something that is small, and you see the way everything will scatter. A word that will break even the fiercest resistance. It will break it into pieces. Finally, you have a divine appointment. Amen. What's your divine appointment? You are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Now, does an ambassador... No. Let us look up the meaning of the word ambassador so that it won't just be like it's me talking. Can somebody look up the meaning of the word ambassador? What does the word ambassador mean? A diplomat of the highest rank. Accredited as a representative of a country to another country. So when you stand and you are talking to that person, which kingdom is talking to that person?
Yeah.
The the kingdom of God. You are not coming as a person. You are coming as a representative of the kingdom that you that appointed you. That's who you are. I know you have never seen yourself like this before. I understand. But that's the way it is. Can you read the first scripture there?
Now then.
That's 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then.
We are ambassadors for Christ.
We are ambassadors for Christ.
As though God were pleading through us.
It is as if God is begging you through me.
We implore you on Christ's behalf.
I'm begging you on the behalf of Christ.
Be reconciled to God.
Come, be reconciled to God. Read verse 21 also.
For he made him
who knew no sin
to be sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
So that we can become the righteousness of God in him. So there's no need for you to still remain as an enemy. Be reconciled. And what I'm saying is backed by the power of heaven itself. And I'm actually a personal representative of Christ. I'm his ambassador. I'm praying for you that the way you see yourself will change. Can I ask you a question? If an ambassador is a diplomat of the highest rank, so can some village people be doing some things to you? Eh? Maybe you need deliverance. Eh? You see how those things just fall on the ground because they are lies. And these things that are written here are not just for some special people. No. Every Christian, not even Christian ministers, every. This is your life's work. 2 Corinthians 3:6.
Who also made us sufficient? As ministers of the new covenant.
Now, what is another name if you don't want to use ambassador of Christ? What name will you use? I'm a minister of the new covenant. Yes?
Not of the letter.
It's not of mere words.
But of the Spirit.
But by the Holy Spirit.
For the letter kills.
Because the letter kills.
But the Spirit gives life.
If I tell you now that I'm reconciling you to God, if I leave you, you and God can start a relationship instantly. Grace, are some things clear now? You can start a relationship instantly. Do you know, I'm looking for that passage. Please, help me look for it. Where the Lord Jesus said, whoever who sin you forgive is forgiven. And whoever sins you retain is retained on their head. That's how powerful a representative of Jesus Christ is. They even have power to do what? To forgive sin. Please look for that scripture. John 20:23. Can you read it for me, please? Please let us be adding it to these scriptures. If you forgive the sins of any,
they are forgiven them.
They are forgiven them.
If you retain the sins of any,
if you withhold the sins of any,
they are retained.
The sins are retained upon their head. Can you see power? And this is just normal everybody, even the least floor member of us. This is who he is before the Lord. That was why the lady that I said was crying. I could take her and we could sit somewhere and I could say, let us pray. And the instant that we prayed, everything was lifted. The Holy Spirit came upon us. She began to pray in tongues. She began to cry for joy. This thing is not for some special people. It's for every one of us. Remember in the morning, where we stopped is, who will I send? And who will go for us? And then we said, here am I, send me, Abby. So now we are showing you, when you, Now, when he sent you, this is how he sent you. So that you are not naked. Amen.
Amen.
Acts 26, 16 to 18. Acts 26, 16 to 18. Acts 26, 16 to 18. But arise and stand upon your feet. Please hold on. Don't be in a hurry. What is the first thing there? So I'm saying to you also, arise. Amen. That's the first thing. I need you to rise up in the spirit. I need you to rise up and accept this responsibility and this grace. All right? But arise. Stand up. Stand up to start doing something. Do you understand? Don't just sit down there and say, well, no, only God even knows where the church is going. We don't even know what's happening. He says, stand up. Don't only rise from within you. Do what equally? Stand up. Because it's time to take action. Yes? The reason why you have learned all of these things these 3 days, why the Lord has appeared to you and showed you his kingdom, are these. That you may be appointed to serve as what? To his minister, his ambassador. Yes?
And to bear witness
to the things that you have seen of him, and to that in which he will yet appear to you. Because God will always enlarge his revelation. The more you walk with him, the brighter and the broader it becomes. Yes? He has chosen you out, that is selecting you
for himself.
And delivering you from the Gentiles. Yes? Yes? Whom he is now sending you. Now, if the word there is delivering you, Do you still need deliverance? Aha. The reason why all of those people were able to lie for such a long time is because people don't read their own Bible. That's the only reason. Okay? Yes? What is now the assignment?
To open their eyes.
What is your work, oh? Is to open the eyes of other people. Yes? So that they can turn from darkness to light.
And from the power of Satan.
So that they can turn from the power of Satan to the power of God.
So that they may also receive forgiveness.
So that they can also receive forgiveness.
And release from their sins.
And release from their sins.
And a place and portion among those.
And they can have a place and a portion amongst those
who are consecrated.
Who are sanctified.
And purified by faith in
me. Who are consecrated and purified by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
This is why the Lord has chosen to end this meeting this way. Now that you have been reconciled to God, you know your life's work, you know your ministry tools, and you know your divine assignment. We are going to stand up to pray. And after we pray, if you have any question, okay, from what we have learned, you ask and I'll answer you, okay? But we need to pray. The first prayer point is this. Lord, you have given me my life's work. Help me to embrace it. From today, not from tomorrow, from today. The first work to do is to accept that yes, this is what God has called me to do. That's the first work to do. I want us to pray. My lifetime, I would give God my lifetime. My lifetime, I would give God my lifetime. If I give God my lifetime, oh, He will take care of me. He will never, never let me down. I will give God my lifetime. I want you to begin to pray. Lord, I know this is my life's work. This is what my life should be about. It is clear now, I understand it. This is what I should be doing with my life. I arise and I accept it. That the ministry of reconciliation, that is my own personal assignment. This is my divine assignment. This is what I'm called by God to do. Lord, I arise in the name of Jesus. And I receive this assignment. And by the power of your Spirit, I will serve your purpose. In the name of Jesus. Makatuze kere babaya gade. Ikra gagalo barabaza kaya katashaga. Me prata zike yekala libro do zike boyoda zaka yada. I want you to pray. Lord, I lay hold of my ministry tool, the word of God. Let it begin with changing my own life. Let my Bible study life experience a total turnaround, a violent change. Let the book open to me as I open it. In the name of Jesus. Makatu zekere babayara. Le proto zikeli gaga yagara zukata shagalaba. Me proto zikeri baba. Inda zaka ni boruda zaka gaya. Lord, you have committed to me the word of reconciliation. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let me not be poor in the use of your word. Bible says in Colossians 3:15, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Makato saka de baradara. Yeka kitezipa. La prodo zike liba baradazoka. Ibroda zika ya. Amike tisaka laboya. I take hold of my ministry tool. I take hold of my ministry tool in the name of Jesus. I take hold of my ministry tool in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me, precious Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I want us to pray. My divine appointment, is that I'm an ambassador of Jesus Christ. And I'm a minister of the New Testament. Let my view of myself change.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Help me to understand that I'm the representative of God's kingdom on earth. Amen. And help me to talk like that, to reason like that, to act like that, even in the name of Jesus. Makatu zebara gaye. In the Zigara Babara, he prayed the Zika Babarado Zakaya Katasha. In the Gaboya Tashakala Babarado Zikayaba, he prayed the Zikeli. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the view of myself change. In the name of Jesus. Me prakatizaka yegala. Just as the Bible says in Colossians 3 verse 16, that you have given me ministry tool. Help me in the name of Jesus Christ to also have a changed view, to have a new and a fresh perspective of who I am and the dignity that goes with it. Help me to know that I'm actually an accredited representative of the kingdom of heaven. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about a transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, please contact us on 0814-0399-782, 0818-7282-363, 0803-3483-058, or visit our website at www.reformationplatform.com. God bless you.